Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Just Queen D podcast. As usual, I wish everyone who's listening an amazing, abundant-filled week. All the things you want, you receive, and all the goals you have, you smash them. Now, let's get started with this week's episode. So, guys, for the past couple of weeks, I've been going through it. From like my job, like personal relationships, friendships, my mental well-being. Child, I just really been going through it. Like, seriously. I mean, I told you guys in my August 2023 recap that it was some things that I didn't want to discuss at the time. But I think I'm ready to talk about it now. Just a little bit. Not all in depth and, you know, getting deep about it. So I was let go from my job a couple of weeks ago. Actually around the time I believe I did the recap episode, if I'm not mistaken. Shit, I don't know. It seemed like the days and the weeks been going by so fast. I don't even know what day is what or what's what at this point. But yeah, I was let go from my job, and to be honest, I didn't have any emotions about it. I didn't have any emotions from being let go from my job. The job and the position that I had, it started to be extremely taxing on my mental health, and I did tell my therapist that numerous amounts of times. She would always ask me how was work going, and I was like, draining. That was just my main word to use. But, you know, it just started to be really taxing. Like, you know, from the cattiness with my supervisors and some of my coworkers. Even though we work from home, that's still some shit. But, you know, the constant everyday changes with, you know, them making up new rules every day. And you do something one day and then it's wrong the next day and they telling you that you did this and you didn't even know you was doing it. Child, from the people that we was talking to every day, just all of it, to be honest, was starting to, like, you know, wear on me mentally to the point where I was just, you know, I was calling out from work. I was clocking in late. I had to clock in at 9:30. Sometimes I clock in at 10:30, Chad. But, like, clocking in late, like I was saying, like, having an attitude every day. You know, when it comes to that point that you have an attitude and you don't even want to, like, get out the bed to even log on to the computer and you work from home, like, that's definitely a sign that my time was coming, you know, coming to an end at that job. You know, whether I quit or I was eventually let go. One of the two. But the inevitable happened and I was let go from the position. Like I said, I'm not mad. I didn't have any emotions about it. I literally received a call from the recruiter letting me know that they were going to let me go. And I hung up the phone. I said, okay, and hung up the phone. In a sense, it was a release for me. Like, of course, I knew it would, impact me financially, but I knew that with me not working for this company anymore, that my mental health would start to hit an incline instead of being on a decline. Like, my mental health was on a decline, for real. Luckily, I do have people around me, you know, that do whatever they can to support me if needed. But honestly, being let go from that job was one of the best parts and worst things that happened to me in the month of August. And then during the month of August, I experienced a lot of setbacks with my personal relationships. Friendships and relationships included. I'm not here to, you know, bash anybody, talk bad about nobody or nothing like that, because it's not that deep. It's really not that deep. I'm just letting you guys know what I've been, you know, experiencing. That's it. That's all. But with that being said, I just feel like I'm coming to the point where I'm not going to keep pursuing relationships with anyone who doesn't meet me halfway. I value all of the important people in my life, and I expect the same from others. Not saying that they should do that, you know. But it's just something that I expect. You know, that's just my personal expectations. That's it, that's all. But to be honest, I think I said it before, that's what we fuck up. Because we have to stop putting, you know, other people on higher pedestals than they should be. You know, friendships, relationships, jobs, whatever. It doesn't matter. We need to stop putting things and people on higher pedestals than they should be. I mean, I'm not perfect by any means in no aspect of my life. I'm not at all. I'm still a work in progress. I still have my faults. I still, you know, fuck up. I still make mistakes. I still, you know, don't give as much as I should. But, and I don't expect other people to be perfect or, you know, go above and beyond either at all. I just want reciprocation. And if I'm not getting it, or I'm not, you know, if I'm not giving it to you, I should say that. No. Yeah. I mean, like I said, I want reciprocation. And if I'm not giving it to the other person, whether it's a friend or a man, a family member, whoever, just check me on it. Just say that, you know, bitch, you not meet me halfway. Boo, you not doing this. You know, let me know so I can work on it. And if you need to work on that too, baby, I'm going to call you out as well. But I say all that to say that at this point, I'm just simply walking away from things with grace now. Simple and plain. I just honestly don't have the mental capacity. I just don't have the mental capacity of just holding on to dead situations anymore. Whether it's a friendship, relationship, a job, potential endeavors, career choices, whatever it is, I don't want to hold on to it anymore. Like, I know I probably said this before, maybe a few times, maybe a couple, maybe a lot. But the way I have felt, to be honest with y'all, over the past months and couple of weeks, I have to let go of the dead weight to lighten my load and to help me flourish and become a better person and become the person that I want to be. And I was just having a conversation with one of my friends. I was just like that, and this was in regards to like relationship wise, but it still applies. I was like that, well, we both said like we block our blessings a lot because we're still holding on to a person that we know we're not supposed to have in our lives anymore. You know, we just holding on to them, and it's just like we wonder why things are not happening the way that they're supposed to. Not saying that good things don't happen, but we wonder why things not happening the way they're supposed to be, and why we're not, the blessings are not flowing as quickly and as abundantly. And that is a thing. If you hold on to certain shit that don't supposed to be there no more, that blocks your blessings. But I'm just learning to accept. I'm starting to, and I'm learning to, you know, accept responsibility for the part I play in the shit that goes on in my life. Because we all got to do that at some point. We all got to take accountability for things that happen in our lives, you know. And with that, I just have to stop watering dead grass because, baby, ain't no flowers going to grow from that shit. It's not. I have to water my own grass now. I have to make better decisions, nurture the relationships that are in alignment with me, and learn how to walk away from things with grace. And the thing is, we don't walk away from things with grace. We don't walk away from things with, you know, nothing being said, just without hell, hell, high, nothing. We got to put up a fight. We allow circumstances and situations to consume us. Keep watering dead grass or whatever we choose to do instead of just walking away. So that's honestly the mentality that I'm adopting from now on. I'm going to go ahead and just walk away from things with grace. I'm not putting up a fight. I don't have no more fight left in me. I'm good. I'm good. And especially if it's not in alignment with me or meant for me, it's just, I don't have any more fight for it. I'm just walking away with grace, baby. I'm trying to tell you. That's it. That's all. Thank you all so, 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 so much for listening today. Please don't forget to rate and comment why you love the podcast, because it does help my podcast to get out to more people. And if you are new, welcome. I hope that you're sticking around. I love you all so much, and I hope that you're back for another episode of the Just Queen D podcast. Bye.